Just then, Sarah knocked on the door, and Thomas jumped, and he erased the message on the mirror. "Are you even coming out? I need to get a shower, too," said Sarah. "Sure, coming out now, darling," Thomas said nervously. Sarah looked at Thomas's face, that looked as white as a ghost, and said, "Are you okay? Did you do too much today?" "Yes, I think I'll go to bed. I'm so tired," responded Thomas as he walked to his bed. Not long after Thomas had fallen asleep, he started dreaming. It was not a normal dream at all. In his dream, he was in his living room, and sitting in the oversized chair was a man dressed like he lived back in the 1500s. He started yelling at Thomas, saying, "You fool! Don't you know what you're doing? This is my house, and you need to get out now. I am warning you that if you don't leave, your whole family is in danger. Remember, I warned you." With that, the man dissolved into smoke and disappeared. Thomas woke up frantic, with sweat pouring down his face. He thought to himself, "What does this mean? Can this be real? Is this house haunted?" He decided he was just tired and everything was okay. It was fine until that afternoon when he went down to the basement. He had just yelled to Sarah, "I'm going to see what's in the basement." He had just stepped on the third step down, then the steps collapsed underneath him, and as he fell, he heard, "I told you to leave, you fool. Now, no one is safe in Magellan's house. My house. Get out." Sarah saw what had happened and called for help. It took a while for them to get to Thomas out, but he was okay, but for his broken leg. As Thomas laid in his hospital room with his broken foot in the air, he had a lot of time to think. So when Sarah came to check on him, he said, "We have to move out of the house today. I think this is crazy, but you have to trust me, Sarah. We are not safe in that house, and I will not let my family be in danger another minute. Call Paul and get him to move all our stuff out. We can live in a hotel, but none of my family will step one more foot in that house." Sarah responded, "You're just upset. Everything is okay." Paul said firmly, "Sarah, you have to trust me and do what I say. Today, everyone gets out of that house. I mean it." Sarah saw the fear in Thomas's eyes and said, "Today, we will move into a new house. I will call Paul and get him to help."